presented by the Utah Shakespeare Festival, Every Brilliant Thing hopes to counteract the trends of youth suicide by openly confronting the tragic problem. Don Jersey, the Director of Development and Communication for the Utah Shakespeare Festival, spoke to UPR about the play's hopeful message.
It's just a beautiful play with a life-affirming message that deals with the topic of depression and suicide, which unfortunately is a problem in Utah. A year ago, we decided we wanted to take this out on the road. We wanted to play it to some high schools, and after talking to our university president, Scott Wyatt, he said, let's offer it to all of them and all the public universities.
Jersey says the play begins with this.
The list began after her first attempt, a list of every brilliant thing that made life worth living. And that's what this play is about. This play is about those things hiding in plain sight when we're suffering.
Jersey said there is a consensus shared by the audience by the end of each performance.
You are not alone. You're not weird. It gets better, and life moves on.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has lent his support for Every Brilliant Thing. In 2018, Cox published a blog describing his experiences with suicidal ideation in his youth and has since become vocal about the state of mental health in Utah. Cox said in a press release that he believes the production of Every Brilliant Thing will save lives.
Our secrets keep us sick. Conversation and community is part of the antidote.
Two companies will tour the state from October 14th, 2019 to February 14th, 2020. Every Brilliant Thing will be in Cache Valley December 2nd through December 16th, though the company is still waiting for confirmation on specific dates. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackson Wild.